All right, everybody, you're back with the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. This week, we are going to be telling you the 10 times Led Zeppelin got all metal up in your ass. You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history, one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And tonight's topic, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about Led Zeppelin and their actual heavy metal roots. We are still waiting for our co-host, Keith the Hawk Hawkins, to chime in here. We don't know where he is. Maybe, Lily, you want to look and see if we can... You can direct him there while we're getting set up with my co-host tonight. We have Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio, and we are going live right now on Rock Rage Radio Live on Facebook. So chime in, say hi, give us a comment, and what times or what tracks do you think by Led Zeppelin are the most heavy metal or the one? Because Led Zeppelin has this reputation as being one of his bands very influential in heavy metal, yet they sort of turn their noses up at the whole heavy metal name or label. Label's the word I want.
That's a good word.
They don't want to be labeled as heavy metal. Why? Who knows? Anyhow, so we are live right now. A couple of things. You're listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. There's tons of cool podcasts there. Please hit the share button and let folks know about the great music that's out there and share it around. Let people know about it. Also, there's a little merchandise store. There's a little store there. And feel free to get yourself some cool T-shirts, mugs. We have all kind of stuff there.
Shot glasses.
You saw what?
A hoodie.
There's hoodies. There's all kind of cool stuff there. So check that out. You can get that all at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. And if you want to get some behind-the-scenes stuff, you want to hang out with us after or before the podcast, you want to get some exclusive music, some exclusive video, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. We need to come up with a better name than that, but we will do it. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle to get some exclusive stuff. You said Keith is on?
Yep. Okay. He's watching.
Okay, Keith, I need to find you, buddy. Hang on. Trying to find our boy Keith. All right, Keith, where are you, buddy? Say something. Type in a comment, because you're not popping up. We got so many people watching tonight. You're getting buried. I need to add you, brother. We need to add our Keith store. Let me see if I can do this button right here. This is not the most scientific way.
Technology's grand.
All right, Keith, I need you, buddy. Tell him to leave a comment.
Okay, he just did. Go back to your comments.
All right.
Go to the comment bubble.
I don't see it. Show me where it is.
Should come up.
Uh-oh. All right, I'm having all kind of problems tonight. This is...
You should scroll to the bottom. He's probably done. There he is. All right.
All right.
Technology's grand.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Okay, sorry. We'll have to try to do some editing after this because that's BS. All right. Keith is chiming in here in a minute. So we're talking about Led Zeppelin. And Lily, what's going on with you? Why don't you, while we're waiting for Keith to get in here, what's going on with you, girl?
I just got to see Dee Snider show on Sunday at Jurgles, which was pretty awesome. I was expecting the worst, like I usually do at shows that I normally like, but he rocked it. He played some of his new stuff and some Twisted Sister stuff, and he still has the energy. What is he, 63? He still has all the energy in the world. He was having a great time. I was really expecting him to be an ass, but he wasn't at all. and it was awesome. And I got to do a flyby on a helicopter over Jurgles before the show, which was terrifying, by the way, since there are no doors on the helicopter that I was in. But it was a good time.
Awesome. Were you flying
up, buddy? You there?
Yeah, are you flying a helicopter, V6?
No sound.
Cannot hear Keith.
Nothing?
We have no Keith.
Oh, no.
Keith, talk. You got to talk.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Were you,
damn it. Yeah. We can't hear Keith at all. And that's just really bumming me out.
Can everyone still hear Lou and myself?
Try it again, Keith. Keith, talk, please.
Hey, ooh,
there he is.
There he is.
Everybody hear me?
Okay, sorry, I got that guy's a little unprofessional of us. Excuse me, Keith. Just 1 second. Well, I apologize. A little unprofessional of us. We're trying to get our,
work out the bugs.
We're working out some bugs here. We're on a new thing going on live on Rock Rage Radio, and the hookups to bring people on. Keith comes in remotely, and it's a little wonky. It's not as smooth as it was when we were just using our personal page. So we will get the hang of this. All right, Hawkster, there you are. So what's going on, big guy? What's new? What's going on with you? Look, you're letting ready to metal out tonight. What's happening, buddy? Speak to me.
What's up? Hey, Lily, were you flying a helicopter?
No, I was not. I
thought you were. I was like, damn, that girl got spilled.
I was very, very still. I did not want to.
I would have never. Could have got me on that thing for $10. I'd be like, nah. So.
When I was offered to do a flyby over the venue, though, I coun't really pass it up, even though I was terrified.
That's pretty, yeah, that's cool. I'd have soiled myself first, then I would get on the list.
I was sweating pretty good. I was gross for the show.
Show gross.
I kind of wanted to learn to fly one now, though, that I've been up in one, but that's going to take a while.
Yeah, that takes a few hours.
Yeah.
That takes a few years in my case.
You ever been in a helicopter, Keith?
Hell no.
There were no doors on it. So there was all like, there's the air.
I don't mind like big jet airliners because I don't have to like really stare out the window because I'm like enclosed. On that thing, there's no choice but to see
everything,
what's going on.
Everything. You know? I looked down at one point.
I was watching a little bit of the video. I was getting sick just watching it. You know what I mean?
He said, don't hold your phone out the window. You will lose it.
I'm sure.
I said, okay. So I'm like death gripping the phone.
Do they have you strapped in or anything?
One seatbelt across the lap. That's it.
Jeez. That's effed up, man. That's not something I'm sweating thinking about
it right now.
Well, it is a little warm in here. All right, so we've been talking, Keith. We just got started. We haven't started without you. We just gave like the intro and shit. So we're talking about the times Led Zeppelin actually went heavy metal on your ass, and they did a few times. I mean, what's so interesting is, there's the big three bands that most people cite when they say, well, who are the progenitors of metal? And of course, there's Black Sabbath, and then the other two are usually Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin. And, out of the three of those, Zeppelin is the most, like, hippie of them, you know what I mean? The most kind of flower childish, mm-hmm, kind of thing.
For sure.
Played...
A lot of acoustic.
Yeah, a lot of acoustic country vibe.
Blues.
So they do stuff like Boogie with Stew and, songs like that. But they wrote a lot of songs about wizards and Vikings and, Lord of the Rings stuff and...
Tolkien.
Yeah, there's that whole thing, in some ways, you take a song like Stairway to Heaven, which is a kind of a dark, very haunting song, and if you say that song would have came out been recorded by like a progressive metal band in whenever the 90s or the early 2000s or whatever, I mean, it could definitely go that way for sure. So they definitely, Lily and I were talking before the show, like there's some interviews with Robert Plant where people throw the word heavy metal out and he gets this look on his face like you just left the most nasty fart ever,
Yeah, he gets all offended.
Yeah, he gets like all offended, but really they do have, they did influence, and all those 80s bands wanted to be Led Zeppelin,
yep,
in a big way. So that's the preamble there. So Keith, what do you think? What do you think about Led Zeppelin's more metal side?
I mean, I'm first and foremost, if you're going to write songs about like wizards and, castles and, more wizards and, whatever you want to, Lord of the Rings type stuff, all I can say is You may write good songs, but off the freaking drugs. But that's a whole other thing. my little PSA for tonight. But I don't think that Zeppelin is their, you know, typical metal band. I think they're far more eclectic than that, but they do have some heavy songs, which we will discuss here. But when they went heavy, there were some songs where I think some of the riffs were, I don't want to say deceptively heavy, but it would be like a song you would think, then you start listening to it and you're like, yeah, it's pretty grooving, and it's, you know, it just becomes heavy. Heavy doesn't mean it has to be this like dark, big distortion kind of thing. It can be heavy without it, you know, being like over the top heavy, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Sometimes they catch that, you know?
How I want to do this tonight is I want us to kind of talk and throw out our favorite heavy metal Led Zeppelin moments, and then at the end, we're just going to list 10, and that'll be our 10 for the audience, so we can not lie when we post the title of the podcast. You know, so I mean, it's not like a competition, and it's not like we don't have to be any specific order or anything right. like that. But I think we can come up with ten. Ultimately,
we don't have all night to order the songs.
Yeah, no, we don't got that. We don't got that kind of time. So, so who wants to start first? Who wants to pick a Led Zeppelin heavy metal moment and talk about it? Keith, Lily, who wants to go
Let
first?
Let Keith go since we missed him last week.
Should we just, what are we, songs here, or what's
Why
up?
Don't you, I would say songs. I think that that's probably where we want to
go
with it.
You know, did you ever hear the, off topic, did you ever hear the, like, the little, the land shark story with the roadie and the groupies? I mean,
no.
You can't get more than that,
oh,
but that's
yes,
what I'm saying.
Yes, I have.
What would you say? You thought they'd get what?
You can't get more metal than that when it comes to that. I mean, right. If you're going to take a shark and do some bad things, well, that's something. But okay, so I'm trying to keep it more ones I think are heavy, but I'm trying to like really not be so obvious with some of them. Some are so obvious, it's, you know, it's not
right,
funny.
Right, that's okay. Obvious and not obvious, that's fine. Yeah,
I'm gonna try to think up a few that aren't as obvious. So.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I got people like just harassing me, and I'm about to call the police. all right, so the first one I'm going to go to is, for real with this shit right now, I'm going to go to Nobody's Fault But Mine, because that was just a rocker. So that's, you know, it's heavy, it's melodic, it got, you know, the cool stops and starts in it. That's definitely a song that I think is maybe not quite as obvious, but it's, to me, it's one of their definitely, like, their metal moments where they're on their game. No, which they always are, but that's a real grooving song. There you go. My number one pick was Nobody's Fault.
Nobody's Fault But Mine. Okay, so we've got Keith chiming in with Nobody's Fault But Mine. I agree. There's that's a really badass riff. I would love to play it, but Facebook will probably...
They'll smack your hand.
Yeah, Facebook will shut our video off, so we can't play it. So, Lily, you got one?
I do. I'm going to pick the very first Zeppelin song I ever heard. Now, I didn't ever listen to Zeppelin until I was probably about 14 years old. And the first song I heard was Rock and Roll. I love how it starts out with the crazy drums. I love it. That's actually, I got to see it with all of Zeppelin except for John Bonham, unfortunately. But Jason Bonham was filling in for drumming that day and or that tour. And I'm going to go with Rock and Roll. I just think it, as far as the drumming goes, it's just like all over the place. And I think that's one of their.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go with Achilles' Last Stand.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is like, you could totally just crank those guitars way up and bring that into modern times and have a total metal tune out of it. It's just a ripping riff, majorly. It's deceptive. It's like when you don't think of it because of the way they play it. You know what I mean? They have a more earthy kind of sound. You know what I mean? Like, whereas metal has like a darker vibe overall. They have that, like, they always have that sort of like earthy vibe to what they did. So you may not go off the hand, but there's some great, if you go to YouTube and you do some searches and you Google something like Led Zeppelin metal covers, there are some really good ones. And there's some really, like, you know, not so good ones. But it just goes to show that a lot of these songs can be moved into the metal arena real quick. And I just want to give you guys just a real quick listen to this. This is a this is just some guys in a studio doing a little jamming on Achilles Last Stand. So just check it out. Right. It's not Led Zeppelin, but it shows that.
That's good.
What'd you say?
That sounds good.
Go ahead.
No, it just sounded killer. I don't know who is that.
This is a guy named Jay Locke, and you can just subscribe to his YouTube channel. And it's him in a studio overdubbing all the parts, bass and guitars and everything. And you can hear how the song works in that genre. So it's just a kind of a little example to show where that could go. Go ahead, Keith. What do you got, buddy?
Okay, the one I'm going to pick is a very standout track on this record, because this is a very eclectic record. I think we mentioned before, it's a very acoustic bass. It can be a country record, like the vibe sometimes. It's from Led Zeppelin 3, Out on the Tiles was a very heavy song, I thought, for them. I mean, Out on the Tiles just comes in big build. I mean, it's got some just cool groove. Laying down that heavy Jimmy Page guitar, definitely Out on the Tiles is, I think, a deceptively heavy song for them. That is a one maybe don't, like I said, I'm go for the less obvious ones, but people will be like, oh yeah, you're right. That's Out on the Tiles, I think, is one that
that is a killer riff. What do you got there, Lily?
I'm going to go with Heartbreaker, just due to the Jimmy Page's solo, like in the middle section of the song, where it kind of like takes off with the song after that. Kind of heavy.
kind of on the heavy side.
Kind of.
Are you talking about this, Keith? When you hear stuff like that, you can really hear the Whitesnake and Skid Row and Guns N' Roses and those bands kind of got like their sort of, you know, mojo. So anyways, so I'm sorry, Lily.
Heartbreaker
by Led Zeppelin. Heartbreaker is a really heavy one.
And classic group.
Yeah. So I'm seeing if I can find a cool metal cover version of that. Heartbreak and Led Zeppelin metal. Yeah, because of a. Here's a band called Mammoth.
Yeah.
Covering it. So let's give a little quick listen to this. Oh, this looks like it's their high school graduation. No. We won't be playing. This is like some kids at their high school graduation.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Jamming out.
I liked the name.
Wait, let's take another quick listen. This is fun, guys. Go to YouTube and do this. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, his voice is good. Got a good voice.
So yeah, so there is. So if you guys go to YouTube, you could type in any Led Zeppelin song, right? Metal cover, and there's actually a lot of them out there. It's a kind of a fun thing to do. There are a lot of them suck, but some of them are cool. So, which one would I pick? I guess it's my turn to throw one out there to the kids. I guess I'm going to go a little more obvious, but I think that this song, again, if you crank up the guitars and you do it a slightly different arrangement, I think the Kashmir, in some ways, is the progenitor of all modern, like, minor key metal stuff, even more so than what Sabbath did, because it isn't really blues based. It's got that sort of like minor key, Eastern spooky kind of vibe to it, droney, heavy.
Even it's dark.
Yeah, it's very dark, nasty song. And I think that that is definitely one of Led Zeppelin's metal moments, absolutely, for frickin' sure.
Did you use the word progenitor on your podcast?
Progenitor. Not progenital.
Not nice go, man. You just make people go run through for a thesaurus and then.
Oh,
I hate you guys.
I know. But see, that's the fun of it, is like the hate is part of the love, and then you can love the hate.
The hate is all about the metal. You know, so there you go.
So cash. Yeah, let's see if there's a one we can pull up real quick. Have you guys ever heard Alice in Chains do it?
No.
No, it's probably cool though.
Let's give it just a real quick. We'll give it a quick listen here, and you guys can just get a little flavor for what it is after this Taco Bell commercial. Taco Bell, by the way, is not sponsoring my podcast. Bastards.
So you should never say their name again on here. Oh, wait, I'm so excited. There's like an orchestra.
So anyways, you guys can go check that out for yourselves. That's on YouTube. There's a version of, it's back from 2007, so it's a while ago, of Alice in Chains rocking out some Kashmir. So how many do we have? How many have we gone through?
Oh my gosh, six.
We've gone through six. Let's take a break and jam out a band here. This is one of our Mickey Hernandez. We love you. I don't know if you're watching tonight, Mickey, but we're going to rock out your band.
You messaged me earlier, yeah.
Yep, and Dark Entries, this is Manifesto on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Yeah.
Yes, that's Dark Entries, guys. Mickey Hernandez and company. And I'm going to go ahead and give you all the website. That is reverbnation.com/darkentries. They just keep putting out one cool single after another. Good, heavy, hard rock. Check them out. reverbnation.com/darkentries. And we'll close out the show with another track from them too as well. So you guys can check them out there. We've been running down a little list here of Led Zeppelin. And we're coming up with a lot. We're gonna have more than 10.
You think?
Yeah, whatever it is, we'll just change the title of the podcast.
All right.
So if we come up with 15. Yeah, we'll if we come up 15 it. Or 20, then that's
all
what
the songs.
Yeah, that'll be fine. It doesn't matter. Is that Diesel?
Nah.
Was that Diesel? I heard a little bark.
Nah, he's eating.
He's eating. Okay. All right. He's eating. He's eating. What's he eating? Anything good?
Just dog food.
What does he eat? Does he eat Alpo?
Wow, really? You want to know?
What's he? Rachel Ray Nutrish.
Ooh,
what?
Fancy.
Wait a minute. There's Rachel Ray dog food.
Yes, there is.
That's all very high.
Oh my god. Oh crap! You're way too young. Keith might be too young. In the 70s, there was his commercials on television on prime time with Lorne Greene for Alpo, you know, and he'd be like, "Remember those commercials?" He's an old dog, but he comes running for Alpo.
I'm way too young because I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh god.
Sometimes old dogs more than that, but that's a whole other thing.
Oh shit!
And yes, you can swear on here; they don't care.
Okay, well now we're swearing, so which means I have to mark this podcast as fucking explicit now. You motherfuckers, cut the fuck! Jesus fucking Christ! What the fuck?
Please watch your fucking language.
Let's just calm it down, guys.
Merry goddamn Christmas! Happy fucking New Year!
Woo! There it is.
Just don't abuse your. Don't abuse it.
I gotta get it out now. I've been holding back for the first fucking half an hour. Oh fuck!
Calm yourself.
I can't. Led Zeppelin is heavy metal. Fuck you, Robert Plant. Woo! Anyways, now I love Robert Plant.
And now we're going to get a letter from Robert Plant.
Dear Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
How fucking dare you?
This guy runs an auto. You don't even swear enough, you know what I mean? I figured you'd be swearing all freaking day, all night.
God.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, so, the Times Led Zeppelin actually threw some heavy metal at us, despite the fact that they say they're not fucking heavy metal. That's like Greta Van Fleet saying they don't sound like Led Zeppelin.
Well, you're fucking wrong.
No, you sound like Led Zeppelin. So let's go ahead. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Keith's
who's
next?
Keith.
Or is
Keith.
It me? I don't remember.
He's got the finger, and he's doing the neck shaky thing. And he's.
I'm just asking him.
Keith, just do it.
All right. So, the next one.
Uh-oh.
May come as a surprise, but if you listen to the actual, like the verse riff, it doesn't start off this way. When that verse riff kicks in, it's heavy. This is In the Light from Digital Graffiti is a heavy riff.
Yep, it's on my list. It's on all of our lists, I think.
Yeah, that's a heavy riff, dude. I mean, it's very hypnotic. That shit will take you through, like, just that's some head bobbing shit right there.
I know.
I'm about to put my head in.
I know. Yeah, see if there's a metal cover for that. In the Light, Led Zeppelin metal cover. See if there's a.
Ooh, maybe not.
No, not for this one. So, okay, we will, if we find one, I have one for another song I think is going to come up that I want to play for you. This guy has an amazing voice. This guy is,
I love that guy.
He's like Eastern European, and this guy is an amazing voice. We're going to play in a minute, but what's on your list? What's in your wallet?
That's the one I was going to say.
Well, say it. Do it.
Well, I was just going to go with the most obvious one, which I think is Immigrant Song, which is the one Lou's talking about right now with this incredibly
Pela?
Attractive man here.
Pelik. So check this guy out, man. Keith, check this guy's voice out. He is this amazing. Well, of course, we have to listen to an ad by a credit card company first. That is, again, not sponsoring my frickin' podcast.
How dare they?
Oh, God. Even though we have 45,000 downloads. Did you know that?
Really?
We have 45,000 downloads, yes.
Hi, Ashley. I love this guy.
Good. Awesome. Okay, we're going to do this Zeppelin song. We're going to power metal it up. And I hope you like it. Leave a comment below. Let me know what you want to hear next time.
Everybody do this. Now, here's voice.
Ooh.
That is just freaking, that's chills inducing. Pelik Official
is awesome.
Is his YouTube channel. I'm subscribing right now.
He does a lot of stuff.
He's got a million views on this.
Really? There's a version of that song. You ever see that movie, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? There's a version of that song before when the credits are rolling in the beginning. Some female singing. I don't know who it is, though. Trent Reznor kind of thing. So if next time you see that movie, there's a version of Immigrant Song that a girl, the female fronted. I don't know the artist. You'd have to just Google it or whatever, but it's pretty good, too. And it's like, you can definitely tell what it is, but she's telling it out, man.
You should check out Ann Wilson's version of it.
Ooh, yeah.
She does kick-ass version. And I never understood the words till I heard her version of it. I'm like, that's what the words are to that song. But yeah, guys, go to YouTube and check out Pelek, and that's P-E-L-L-E-K official. This dude has an amazing voice.
I just have to say, he does a really awesome version of "This Is Halloween" from Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right, then.
He does, and I love it, and I watch it every time it's on Facebook.
Okay.
Because I'm weird.
So, whose turn is it next?
Would be yours.
Well, I'm gonna surprise all y'all.
Oh shit!
All y'all are gonna be surprised with this one.
So you're from the south now.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Keith, I don't think you're going to be ready for this.
I wasn't ready until I just saw it.
Now you got to check this out.
Ah. Let me get that one. No, that's Iron Maiden.
Yeah, you know what it is?
That's Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Yes, Bruce Dickinson and Company doing Communication Breakdown. I didn't think of it at first, but it really is with the way the riff is, and it's very powerful, very fast. This is on the first Led Zeppelin album, right? This is on Led Zeppelin 1. Yeah. And, I mean, that's the roots of heavy rock right there and metal. And these guys, I mean, if Maiden's going to do it, I mean, come on. Maiden is the definition of metal.
Race.
And boom.
Goes the dynamite.
There you are. So fuck all y'all. Anyways,
we're up to 17 now.
We do not have 17.
No, 17 F. Oh. They're keeping count. They're keeping
17
count right
fucking
now.
Lead fucking Zeppelin fucks.
Oh my god, no.
So anyway, so Communication Breakdown. We just jammed out a little bit of the Iron Maiden version of it. You guys can, again, you can find that on YouTube. I don't know if that's on an actual release, if that's a demo thing or what.
I'm downloading it.
So check. You guys might want to check that out. It's pretty cool. So, all right, what else we got?
I got one.
How many do we have so far? Hold on, just 1 second.
9.
So we're up to number nine. Neon Deadman. All right, what do you got there, buddy? Speak to me, sweet pea.
We're going to go...
Here we go.
We're going to go first album again, if you don't mind.
Let's go.
The song's called How Many More Times? Because when that kicks in, that just kicks ass.
How many more times?
Start out with a little jazzy beginning, and then next thing you know, when it kicks in, it's just it. It's off and running, man. It's got some real balls behind it.
Okay, let me see if there's
very lengthy middle section, but then it kicks in again.
Let me see if there's
a
Led Zeppelin. Let's see if there's a metal cover of it. Joe Bonamassa does it. I don't see a Led Zeppelin, heavy metal cover of it per se. So, Boston Alarm's doing it. What do they sound like? Oh, no. This is Alabama Shakes.
That's cool.
That chick has a great... I don't know her name. I apologize.
It's Rob.
Her voice.
She has a very cool voice. She sounds, you know who I think she sounds like? Is that, come on, help me out here. 30 Days in the Hole. What's his name? Help me out.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
He's the singer for Humble Pie. I think she sounds. I think she sounds like. I know that guy. I'm like, he's one of my favorite singers of all time. And it's just. It's the whiskey. The whiskey, despite what.
Brittany. I think her name is Brittany, isn't it? I don't know if her name is Brittany something.
Yeah.
Spears, but.
Britney Spears. This Britney Spears singing
it's
for.
Not Britney Spears. That girl didn't know who
it's Britney something.
But. Hold a second here. Let me get it here. I'm sorry. I apologize. Lord, I apologize. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me. Steve Marriott. How could I forget Steve Marriott? One of my favorite singers of all time. But I think that she says that Steve Marriott kind of vibe to her voice. So listen to Humble Pie sometime and listen to Britney Spears from 38 Special.
Wow. And there it is. Britney Spears from 38 Special, by the way, they just played at Star Lake.
Britney Spears is touring with 38 Special. Did you know that?
No, she's not.
38 Spears.
She doesn't even know who they are.
38 Days and Britney Spears is old.
Oh, God. Well, I'm sure that's the thing.
She's going off the rails fast.
He needs to start drinking some water.
I have hardly any whiskey left, Keith. I mean, this is a shame. I was sick this weekend, and I was making hot toddies, and I just plowed right through this thing.
You hot toddied it up, huh?
Oh, shit.
I love hot toddies.
I'm telling you guys, here, let me give you my recipe if you have a cold. Here's what to do. I'm going to tell you right now. This kicks the cold right the fuck in the ass. You get yourself some of that Theraflu stuff, and you get it super, super hot, you mix it in a thing, and then you add about 3 shots of this. Bullet bourbon. I'll fix you right up.
You don't put anything else in it? That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Because Theraflu, it's got the lemon. It's got a little bit of honey sweetness to it. And just, boom. Now, if you're not going to use the Theraflu, you're just going to make a hot toddy, then you need like one of that like sleepy time tea or good green tea or something.
Right.
And then you're going to put the lemon and honey because it's too nasty. Yeah.
It's
nasty. I mean, and then you could just relax on that and just.
Yeah, I would hope
you'll feel good. You ain't feeling no pain. No cold's going to get you, buddy, I promise. You could take that to the Ludini Bank of America.
Sometimes I put the lime in the coke.
I do that a lot.
So what's your remedy, Keith, whenever you have a cold? What do you recommend?
What do I have for a cold?
What do you do?
I just kind of just pray.
God, make it go.
Well, good pray. Luck with that.
I complain. I bitch and complain. And I hope.
That's because all guys do. You guys are big babies when it comes to being sick.
No, I'm terrible about being sick. Yeah, I am terrible. I will admit it. That's why I tell my girlfriend, I'm like, don't even come over. Like, I'm totally miserable. Don't be around me. You know, just let me get over it, and then we'll get back there with me later. You know.
That's why I hate having a boyfriend.
I can't. So what about you, Lily? What do? Just smack yourself in the head with one of your jugs? Is that how you get rid of a cold?
Pretty much. Knock myself out for 3 days and I'm good.
What the hell happened to this show?
Tonight's special guest in the studio is Jugs Bunny. Thank you. So whose turn is it? Is it Keith's?
It's my turn.
It's your turn?
Yes, it's my turn. I'm going to pick When the Levee Breaks, simply because...
That don't count.
Why doesn't it count?
It's the heaviest song of all time.
It is not the heaviest song of all time.
Because John Bonham is fucking ferocious on that track that it just on a separate called the sickest groove of all time list.
Exactly, so that's why it counts. And that's what I was going to say is simply because of the drums.
Thank you.
Song.
You're going to say that. It's back.
That's it. I wrote that down.
This is a band called Heavy Machine. And I want you guys to check these guys out. They have a cool cover of Whole Lot of Love, too. But check out their version of When the Levee Breaks. I've not heard this. This is a band called Heavy Machine. and the audio on this isn't good. I apologize if you guys can't hear it. Very clicky bass drum.
Yeah. Or, whatever it's called, he wants to tear it back.
I'm not nuts about the guy singing, but it is kind of heavy. And it does have that typical heavy metal bass drum, all beater type sound. In my opinion, they ruined it. So we have to redeem
that snare drum. I think he borrowed that snare drum from Lars Ulrich.
Lily, have you heard Zeppelin?
No.
Lily's never heard Zeppelin, so we have to, do a little Zeppelin for Lily. Here's another company that's not sponsoring my podcast that's trying to advertise my frickin' podcast. I'll kick your ass.
Somebody just called me Jugs. Oh, it was Steelman.
They're like four really gorgeous
hot
ladies.
Chicks.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Who can play instruments?
I'm going to tell you a funny story about this. I'm going to tell you guys a really funny story about this. One night, Keith's over, and we did the podcast.
Oh, no.
And we're hanging out afterwards. We're getting drunk, partying really hard. And, We're just playing, you know, like YouTube. You put on something on YouTube and like one thing will play after another. And this comes on. Keith's in mid-sentence. And as soon as that drum beat stops, like total silence befalls Keith. He's dumbstruck. And he just looks over at the TV. And he just gets this giant smile on his face. And I said, when the levee breaks, it's kryptonite to every drummer. Because no matter what a drummer is doing, if they start hearing that beat, they have to stop, right? And they got to pay homage.
That's true. It's literally, no matter what you're doing, there could be a freaking nuclear war, and I'm going to be like, is that that mushroom cloud? Levee's on. That's what it is.
Everybody quiet.
That is really the most amazing thing that ever happened on drums, I think, ever.
It is. It's just so, it's ferocious, man. It's just basically the heaviest freaking groove of all time. I mean, that's just, I don't care about people to think about complexity. That's just shit. That's just plain simple groove. Anybody that's even thinking about playing the drums, go listen to that track and just, you know, try to play that beat and rock in front of it.
For as heavy as he was and for as a hard hitter as he was really able to control the cymbal volume, because when they cut that, the engineer wanted to mic all the drums and he would not let him mic all the drums. He's like, you put two drums up, because they did it at Henley Grange, and that's it. And he controlled the volume of all the drums. I mean, it's perfect. It's freaking perfect. It's amazing. So we're done sucking John Bonham's dick for a couple minutes. Whose turn is it? Lily?
It's your turn.
My turn.
I did this song.
Oh.
This is the one I picked.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to pick. What am I going to pick?
Hopefully no levees are breaking where Keith is.
All the ones that we're nearing the end, I think. I think one that is super heavy, it's very slow, but I think you could get, like, I think if a doom band cut this, I think it would, you could totally work, and that is Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
That is one of the heaviest things that, like, ever happened. I mean, that's just, like, amazingly fat and thick and just.
I like violin bows happening on guitars.
It is. I mean, it's. Like I said, once you start digging into their library, there's a lot of things that are kind of are, even sections might be heavy. I mean, overall, the song has the heavy vibe to it. That's one of them.
There's one that I forgot, and I'm gonna see if you mention it as a heavy Led Zeppelin song. But see if anybody's gonna pull this up.
Well, nobody mentioned A Whole Lot of Love, which is their price.
That's their most famous song. Is that yours? You going with that next?
It's just we didn't really mention it, which I think, you know, it's either saving that one for a couple more, but I mean,
that was serious.
That's serious. That probably is one of our most popular. And that riff comes in and it's heavy. And the cool drum beat, you know, like the little displaced snare drum it sits, makes it funky at the same time. So yeah, that's got a lot of elements to it. So, but heavy is the word I could think of.
Okay, we're gonna each get one more. I mean, that was your last one. Lily, get one more. I get one more. This is our last one. It's almost 10 o'clock.
All right, Black Dog. I have no reason to rhyme, but I just really like the song. And I think it's heavy. Whole Lot of Love was supposed to be my last one, so.
My bad.
It's all good. At least you put it on.
Let's get the Black Dog metal cover. This is a band called King Paul. You want to check them out?
Let's check them out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me turn Ozman off. Sounds like Out on the Tiles to me. That's like Black Dog. That's kind of classic rock sort of sounding. Here's a band called Master Plan doing it. Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. That's more metal.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, child, the way you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting.
That's a That's a band called Master Plan, and again we're just cruising through YouTube, guys, and playing some cool Led Zeppelin covers. That's a great track, and Master Plan, I think they're doing a killer version of it. Here's my final one for the night, and Keith, I'd like to if I could find it, it has now eluded me. Thank you for you know, I had a whole thing planned just for Keith,
and
because he's my friend, and now I can't. Oh God, why does Jesus do this to me?
Does Jesus do this?
Jesus is doing something.
Why
bad
are you gonna
to
blame
me?
Him about it?
Because he's mad at me right now. Because so, anyways, why don't we do no.
I knew you were going to pick that.
Okay. But oh, here it is. Okay. I'm going to dedicate this to my good friend, Keith.
Nice.
For when we start our Tool cover band, this is Tool's cover of No Quarter.
Yeah, that's a good one. I heard that before. That's been a while, though. But yeah, they make it heavier than what it is, but that's a pretty heavy song to begin with.
Yeah.
And that's one that kind of flipped my mind there.
What do you got, Lily, in terms of audience participation? We want to mention anything about any audience stuff? Because I see some people commenting. Guys, I apologize. It's real tiny. I'm like about 3-4 feet away from the phone.
Unfortunately,
and I can't really read.
I lost a lot of it due to see how that works. I did. Somebody did say No Quarter. Somebody did say Achilles. I can't see anything else, unfortunately, right now.
Okay, guys. Well, everybody, I'm going to take a quick Sheila, Robert, guys, thank you so much for your participation in tonight's show.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. But yeah, No Quarter. So what do we got tonight? Lily, let's go ahead and give our list, and you tell me how many tracks we have, and I will.
We have 15.
Whoa, 15 times Led Zeppelin went metal on your ass. Now go ahead and give us the 15 times, Lily.
Nobody's Fault, Rock and Roll, Achilles' Last Stand, Kashmir, Heartbreaker, Out on the Tiles, Into the Light, Immigrant Song, Communication Breakdown, I Can't Read My Writing. Wow. How many more times? When the Levee Breaks, Dazed and Confused, Whole Lot of Love, Black Dog, and No Quarter.
I think we've pretty much proven the case that Led Zeppelin could be metal with the best of them.
They could be metal if they would admit to it.
Yeah, they just won't admit that they were. Yeah, I mean, think about all the bands. You know, we mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, all the bands that really, especially those 80s metal bands that really owe everything to Led Zeppelin. I mean, that whole era was, even bands like Quiet Riot and bands like that were really, they were really styled after Led Zeppelin. I mean, they weren't as, they didn't have the musicianship, etc., those type of songs. But that was really, you know, the leads. You know, Van Halen is kind of like a second coming of Led Zeppelin in many ways. They got the...
So was Aerosmith.
Yeah. Well, Aerosmith... But Aerosmith is more of...
Very blue, a bluesy rock band.
But Aerosmith is more of a... I always consider Aerosmith, because they came out in the very early 70s, as more of a contemporaries with Led Zeppelin. You know what I mean? But Zeppelin hit, bands like Van Halen come out like in the late 70s, early 80s, and then that whole 80s rock thing, you know, with the singer and the guitar player kind of out front, doing the whole shake your booty thing, the long hair, the whole thing, you know, blues-based riffs are all very, that was a lot to Led Zeppelin.
I think at the time that they were out, that was one of the heavier things happening. So at the time, they could have definitely been considered metal.
I know. Yeah. See, that's one of the things that happened is metal went in so many different directions. Yeah. And now you have like extreme metal and thrash. You had
all the thousand subgenres.
Yeah. And we talked about that on another podcast. I mean, so, you know, I mean, no, is Led Zeppelin thrash? No, they're not fucking
obviously
thrash.
Not.
No.
Classic metal.
Yeah. They're kind of like, yeah, they're like, yeah. Like, in the same way that, you know, kind of like what Zeppelin and, I mean, kind of like what Black Sabbath and Deep Purple were doing. Those guys, Deep Purple and Black Sabbath most, more than all of them, have the more of darker, heavy...
The Unholy Trinity.
Yeah. But those are guys that are really the progenitors of it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether Led Zeppelin wants to admit it or not.
They don't.
Ah, crap.
Crap.
So, Keith, what else is going on in your life? You want to talk about anything else today, buddy? You got anything else going on?
No, man, just trying to, me personally, I'm living it one day at a time, and living that dream.
The American dream.
Trying to play gigs and just try to make it and just see what's on the horizon for me. And keep living the, do my thing. So as long as I can play somewhere, I'm good to go.
It's all that matters.
It's the passion. It's a passion, because it's sure that way you don't make any money, so it's a passion.
I'm glad you're passionate. Hey, Frank, what's up? I haven't seen Frank in a while. Frank Wilk. In this day, in rock, in 1978, now this is not metal or hard rock, but this was these guys had one song that was like giant. I roller skated to it. Devo released their album, Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. That came out in 1978, on this day in 1978. Let's see what happens. What else happened?
Well, while you're looking for things, I do apologize. My show will not be on this week. I decided to break my computer for fun, obviously, so I'll be back next week. However, I will be at the Dead Daisy Show live tomorrow at Guitar Center and at the show at Jorgles. So check out the live feeds on Rock Ridge Radio for that, please.
This day in 2005, Oasis topped the UK single charts with The Importance of Being Idle. Let's see who else we got here. We don't really have any good rock stuff, right? In this day in 1972, David Bowie and his Spiders from Mars play Carnegie Hall in New York.
That's good.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing. I'm just trying to think. This day in 1965, Bob Dylan treats an audience at the Forest Hills, Tennis Stadium. That was nice of him to go out and do a concert there. Stones make their first appearance on British TV show Ready, Steady, Go on this day in 1963. Okay, let's go way back. In 1961, this day, Motown group The Marvelettes release Please, Mr. Postman.
Oh, I like that song.
Yes. So
I was waiting for you to...
What'd you say?
I'm waiting this whole damn show for you just to say that. That's awesome.
Well, I, and if that's not enough, Keith, you're going to love this.
But wait, there's more.
Singer-actor David Soul was born on this day in 1943.
He's Hutch.
Yep, Starsky and Hutch. And he had
very Hutch thing.
And he was nominated for an award for the song Don't Give Up On Us, Baby.
Why would you? You know, when he sings it like that, and when he croons that shit, why would you give up? I've been waiting for it. Ever since he crooned that to me, I was like, yes, I'm not going to give up. David Soul, I'm still waiting. It's been 15,000 years. Thanks a lot.
Did you see the movie The Conjuring 2?
Yes.
In their bedrooms, both girls have Starsky and Hutch posters.
I guess I didn't notice.
What's that say about the girls? Wanted to kick their ass.
Okay. Hey, do you know who Clem Cattini is?
No. I don't know that name.
Well, you're a drummer. He was like kind of a jazz drummer. He was born on this day in 1937. I don't know if you knew who Clem Cattini was.
Did it say who he played for? Or
said he played for the I don't think he was a jazz drummer. I think he was a surf drummer. Played with the Tornadoes.
Damn it. That's probably why I don't know.
Okay, whoa. What about this guy? Do you know David Serafine? He was a drummer for Chicago. He was born on this day in 1948.
Yeah. I think they're a real guy. Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So a couple of things happened. You know, with this day in rock, you get some winners, some not so, you know, interesting shit. But we're not above stooping to try to keep you guys wildly entertained. So what do you got there, Lily? What do you want to share?
I shared all the things.
Oh God. Is that all you got to say?
You looked. No, I shared that I'm not going to be on my show this week because I sadly dumped a Frosty on my laptop last week. Like a jerk.
You know, you're not supposed to, you know, no drinks are supposed to be around the computers.
Yes, I usually know that rule, but I was enjoying a Frosty. Oh, whatever.
You still there, Kate? You still there, buddy? We got paused. I think I used up all the recording space on my phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're good. No.
So
had a little freeze there.
A little freeze, freezing out.
Freeze frame.
Okay, so anyway, 10th Avenue freeze. All right, guys. You've been listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. And, you know, there's a lot of cool podcasts there with the different topics we've been covering over the past year or so, as well as some cool interviews. Mm-hmm. Please share the podcast around. If you have not shared the video already, please share it on Facebook right now. We really appreciate it. It helps us to, you know, promote great guitar-driven rock alive. And you can also pick up some merchandise at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, we're going to go ahead and head over there now and plan next week's podcast. You can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle and get some exclusive music, exclusive video, and exclusive conversation. You can check that out there. Anything anybody wants to add before we get the hell out of here tonight?
I got it all covered.
Led Zeppelin rules. 15 times they were actually heavy metal, despite what Jimmy Page and Robert Plant...
We didn't even finish it, so I'm sure there's more.
Despite what Jimmy Page and Robert Plant would have you think, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. You heard it here on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. I want to thank my co-hosts, Keith the Hawk Hawkins and Lily V6 for being here tonight with us live, and all the wonderful audience members that chimed in. And we didn't get to tonight with everybody, so we really appreciate it. And a special thanks to Rock Rage Radio for hosting us live. You guys have a great week. We're going to wrap up with another track by Dark Entries. This is a track called Moonlight Run. Dark Entries, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And we'll catch you guys next time on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Finger on the prize.